Everyone's favorite comedian, host, author, actor, producer, and director, also friend of this show, Howie Mandel, has launched a podcast. Co-hosted by his daughter, also friend of show, Jacqueline Schultz, Howie Mandel Does Stuff is an interactive experience that pushes the limits of what we think about podcasts. You will hear live pranks, challenges, dares, and more. Howie has pretended to be security and had a suspect virtually frisk herself. He convinced a catering company to help him throw a super spreader buffet and all. Want to set up one of your friends to get pranked? Tune in to Howie Mandel Does Stuff now. Howie is no stranger to hosting and will bring his expertise and signature comedic style to his podcast. I'm about to play a preview of the podcast, so check it out and then follow, rate, and review Howie Mandel Does Stuff now on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen. You can also catch the video releases each week on YouTube.
Hey, everybody, Howie Mandel here, and I have a podcast that we call Howie Mandel Does Stuff. Brilliant.
And I'm his co-host and daughter, Jacqueline Schultz.
But it's still called Howie Mandel Does Stuff.
I'm still your co-host.
I know.
Jacqueline Schultz.
This is an interactive experience. We want people to call in. Our listeners will do pranks with you. Emily, another listener, works at a restaurant and just said the hostess, who's her friend, is the most gullible person in the world. I don't know what I do with that, except she works at a restaurant. Restaurants are kind of closed. What if I was to phone and try to cater a super spreader? Would she believe me? Would she help me? Dial in it now.
How may I help you?
Yeah, do you have indoor dining yet?
No, it's just outdoors.
Well, do you have, like, takeout or catering?
Yes, we do have takeout.
Okay, so what I'm doing is I'm trying to create a like a super spreader. So I want to cater, like, what would you suggest for something like that? Like, I'm thinking like finger foods or where people can double dip or share or what? Like, can you help me?
It is a shareable plate.
Oh, right, sharing is caring.
So I mean, a lot of people can grab from it.
So more than one person can grab from the single plate?
Yes.
And is the plate big enough so that even when they're grabbing the food, like maybe they're, is it possible that their hands would touch or they would touch other pieces of food? How would that work?
So yes, their hands would kind of be, yeah, because for the egg rolls and then the wings, they're kind of like close to each other.
Right.
So yeah, so when they would be like picking it up, they would be touching.
Oh, so that's perfect. I love that. Thank you for your help. Just want to, you know, live up to the title of what I'm throwing.
Okay.
No, you've been incredibly helpful. Thank you so much. Can I just get one more suggestion, like a dessert, super spreader dessert, and why?
So if they were to use this utensil to cut it and then put it in their mouth, and then if they were to go for another bite and cut it with the same one and someone were else to go with another utensil, but in the same section,
right,
it would, you know.
That's a great idea. Thank you. How many, with a super spreader, how many people do you think I need to invite? And then I'll decide how much food I should have.
Honestly, it could be 5 to 10 people or more.
You can stop it for a second.
People, just
stop
thank
a second.
You.
I love that she's being so honest with me. I mean, honestly, no bullshit. You can have 5 people, 10 people or more. It just depends on the viral load each guest has. If you're willing to stay within 2 feet and touch their wings and their hands and inhale even when you don't need to inhale, I think it really doesn't matter how many people are there. Let's continue. Are these all in the 5 or 10 people that you're talking about? Are they all, is anybody symptomatic or are they all asymptomatic or we don't know?
We don't know.
Ooh. We don't know. Well, what would you suggest?
Well,
a lot of thought. There's a lot of thought going into this. She's thinking, here's the answer.
Honestly, I'm not quite sure. Just because I wouldn't.
Oh, you're not. I'm sorry. Did it come off like I was inviting you? Tampons mm-hmm. have motivational quotes, and nothing is more motivational than, you know, hearing words that lift you up after pre-insertion, right?
Yeah. Words of wisdom from the tampons.
No strings attached. Yeah, go ahead. No.
All right.
Same joke.
Drum roll, please. Go with the flow.
No. No. Yeah. Go with the flow?
Go with the flow.
This is what, this comes from tampon? Go with the yeah. flow?
Yes.
Because the whole point of tampon is not going with the flow, is blocking the flow, is stopping the flow. This makes no sense from a marketing point of view. Okay, I'll call mom.
Hello.
Are you busy?
No, I'm not busy. Why?
Jackie bought a dictionary of words, and you have to guess what the words mean.
A bearded clam?
A bearded clam, Terry. What is a bearded clam? Oh, I know that one.
A bearded lamp?
No, well, okay, a bearded lamp.
A bearded lamp?
Yes, a bearded lamp is when you stick a light bulb into the vagina of a woman from the 70s. And that's called a bearded lamp. No, a bearded clam. Clam.
You know what a Mississippi birdbath is?
Do I know what a Mississippi birdbath? No. What is it?
I'm not going to say. I'm looking them up online, and I realize I'm just going to stop here.
No, you have to.
You can
hang up after you tell us what a Mississippi birdbath is, or whatever that's called. You have to tell us.
Filling a Southern girl's mouth with Kool-Aid and making her get on her knees with her mouth open while you dip your bowl.
Oh my God. Terry, you said you weren't going to tell anybody what we did.
These are so funny.
Yeah, these are funny. Isn't it great to just you and me, Terry, just getting together with the kids like this and just telling them stories?
Mommy,
tell me the Mississippi birdbath story again. Please, Mama.
You should see the picture that goes along with it.
Oh, you know what? Text it now. Text it to me, and I'll show it here.
I shared it with the wrong person. Oh shit!
Oh! Do you know what she just did? I told her to send me the picture of the Kentucky of the Kool-Aid thing, and I said send me it, and I haven't received it. And she just went, "Oh shit." I sent it to somebody.
Oh, no, I sent it to a client. Oh, my God.
This is the best podcast ever.
We pretty much do everything, and no one is safe, not even us.
This is unlike anything you've ever heard before. It's an interactive experience that pushes the limits of what we think of as a normal podcast.
Subscribe to Howie Mandel Does Stuff on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Now, also find the video releases each week on YouTube where you can watch us do stuff.
That was good, Jacqueline. That was really good. This is going to be a great podcast.